Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's just time. It's that time of night. I got to talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, man, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Call up, I'm drinking, let's call up and.
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on a strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit, money could be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know what I'm like.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it. But you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping and put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. I'm drinking. Let's all get tasty. Yeah.
Drizzy Drake. Check me out, coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, run game, running real good. But never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. cause I got what I created. And I hate myself, but still let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man, AM to the PM. Niggas hating, I just wish that they were saying when they see them all.
That's the shit that drives me crazy, and it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm them. Looking for some things and I think that I can find them in you, in you. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get crazy. On drinking. Let's all get crazy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Call up on drinking. Let's call up.
Baby gon' run it up, shut it gon' fuck it up. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. Little baby gon' run it up. You cannot tell her shit. She's tryna get rich, and the club too thick. Everybody want hit. See when I let them hit and go, these niggas broken sheet, no. Oh, me on the low, DDG finna blow, yeah. Throw that ass so quick, she my number one pick. Baby girl too lit, but these niggas ain't shit. Shawty cute, just face thick, eyeballer, no lace stick. Open up, let me taste some dick, I ain't tryna be basic. She ain't really with the games, no play for the lames. Smart girl got brains, and she ball no James. Shawty bad, she got a whole lot of ass. Inert bag, shawty finessing the cash, yeah.
Baby gon' run it up,
shawty gon' fuck it up. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low.
Little baby gon' run it up.
Say girl, what you finna do? For that cash, girl, you better drop it low too quick, move it fast. I might push up in that Porsche, and you know I do the dash. Had that go flood on my wrist, and you know it cost the bag. Hey, say they like the way my neck shines, bitch, I'm too lit. Know they wanna be a part of this, cause nigga, we the shit. Is you stupid, you ain't hopping in my car without a stick. Top of bullets hit they body if we catch them on that field. Hey, bankrolls after bankrolls. It got them changing just like how these niggas change clothes. And you could catch me up in places where they can't go. Turn that KO, I'm still up in the trenches with my chains on.
Yeah, baby, run it up. Shut it, go. Fuck it up.
She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low.
Little baby gon' run it up.
She gon' run to the bag and stack it up fast, young curb, I spit it on grip. She ain't wanna give me no hits, so I caught up a cap, hold this show lift. I'ma have to take these niggas to court, they the auto steal my drip. Every time I go to the strip joint, everybody know I'ma leave a little tip. She smart and thick, she classified, on bacon script, her ass is out. She showed a nigga love in a pen, she hunt the pics that pass it out. It's my bitch, when she whine and trip, I give her pass it by. And I grip, when she ride my stick, I fuck her lashes out. Two of my homeboys tryna go to war, gotta make them hash it out. First thing I was taught when I was growing up, don't keep the stash in the house. Turn a hood bitch to a princess, teach a hood bitch how to invest. I come from the bottom where I'm from, boy, I'm a legend. pitching like I'm Denzel.
Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up. Shawty gon' fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up. Hey, come here. Run it up, fuck it up, all in the wrist, nigga, fuck something. Gon' take the dick, what you running from? Bitch, I'm lit, come see your first 100 bucks. Oh yeah, you think you call, look or something? Bitch, you must think I'm a duck or something. Gon' let do I fuck or something? Let my DJ get sucked or something. Wanna hang around with the gang gang? Let me get a three-way if you one of us. You already know CJ if you one of us. Swerve on replay if you one of us. I already know you kinda fuck. I ain't even tryna talk, get up on the bus. I ain't even tryna talk, I don't wanna fuck. Rollie bus, bus, AP bus, bus. And you niggas sus. You taking L's, Russ. We banging L's, us. Every day I wake up blaze, just. Every day you fuck niggas still amazed.
Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up. Shut it gon' fuck it up, 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 fuck it up.
She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low.
Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up.
Are you dealing with the legal situation? Are you being stopped and questioned by police for no reason? Got you feeling like the deck is stacked against you? You can get everything you need to protect yourself, your rights, and your property at JonahBay.com.
JonahBay.com.
You can learn how to remove that so-called judge from your case with the writ of Penendus and Assizes.
Penendus and Assizes.
Webinar and template. Get that so-called judge out of here. You can learn how to save your money so you can make money with the Discharge Webinar DVD right here at JonahBay.com. While you're there, you definitely need to pick up the Injunction Webinar and template. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. Mm-hmm. I did the injunction, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize it. So he said ticket, and so he went to his car and ran my plates, and I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day, and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn
no ticket. He sent me on, he told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way. So the injunction does work.
Go visit JonahBay.com.
At JonahBay.com, you can choose from a wide selection of webinars, seminars, templates, certified documents to get your remedy. He could teach you how to go ahead and get out of debt. And not only get out of debt, but to be self-sufficient where you don't need to go ahead and utilize the system. You are the system.
JonahBay.com.
All right, all right. Let me get this show started. Go on to the lives. All right, I am live on the gram, and I am live on YouTube. No problems today. Good show, good show. Good, 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 good. All right, peace to God. How y'all doing? Hope everyone's doing well tonight. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. I hope y'all are too. And I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me and my family quickly and easily. And I wish the same for you and your families. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I answer y'all's questions with a real short, quick monologue on some law. We got an upcoming webinar on the 1st. Hey, London, you don't have that what's the name up there? You don't have the flyer for it up there. The tax webinar. I sent it to you. I'll send it to you again, email. I always put in your email. You don't check your emails every day. I sent it a week ago, a change. But I'm going to send it to you. You're going to get it up on the site. But it's going to be a tax webinar January 1st for all of y'all who don't want to pay taxes. You don't have to be a more. You don't have to be into this information. All you got to do is send out this tax injunction, and they will not be taxing you anymore on the state and federal level. This is how your boy Jonah Bay do. I've been working so hard on him. I heard you say about your injunction of trades. That includes the trade. It's not trade, it's treaties. Treaties. And if you get the template for my treaty injunction, you will be able to put the Treaty of Guadalupe in there and use it. You know, the injunction works. Treaty that I have in mind, you may not want to use. You put in the one that you want to use, but it's under the same rules, right? But you don't even have to worry about that treaty injunction, because that treaty injunction ain't happening until March of next year. March of next year. But the actual tax injunction is happening on the first. The first of the fiscal new year, right? And I'm having that treaty injunction on the first of the actual new year, when the earth says it's the new year. But you'll be able to go to jonahbay.com to start getting your tickets for that tax injunction. So if your mama and them all pay taxes and all that, you want to put them on to it too. You know what I mean? Make sure everyone who don't want to pay taxes is on there. Yeah, you said trade. Treaty. At first, I didn't know what you was talking about. I was confused, but didn't hit me what you was talking about. But I want to talk about something real quick. The book I'm reading from is called The Book of Citizenship of the United States and the Protection Abroad. Now, this is the book that has one of the key functions in it, where it says that you can't have a social or birth certificate and be a more. It's a whole book. So, you know, I'm all in this book. But I wanted y'all to really know about, you know, people that say, oh, I'm not no more. I'm an Indian, and da-da-da. No, your nationality is a more, right? But Indian is your clan name is the so-called Indian name, right? And this is why you never want to come at it like you're Indian, because there's problems in it. And here's the problem. I'm reading children born within the territory of the United States. Section 1, inhabitants, not aliens. A, Indians, in discussing the question of citizenship of Indians, it seems advisable first to treat somewhat at length of their status generally and their amendability to the federal and state law, because their position seems to be entirely unique. And unless this is in mind, the ruling of the courts on matters of pure citizenship seem out of harmony with the general law on this subject. The Constitution of the United States contains two references to Indians, Article 1, Section 2, in providing for the distribution of representatives and direct taxes excludes Indians. Indians not taxed. Article 1, Section 8, provides that Congress should have the power to regulate commerce with the Indian tribes. But in neither place in this relationship, which is is to exist between the Indians and the government, the United States, or the Indians and the government of the United States defined. From the earliest periods, our government has a greater or less extent treated them as a separate nation, and treaties have been normal method of regulating our relationship with them. The question of status of the Indians was brought before the Supreme Court at a comparatively early date in the great case of Cherokee Nation versus Georgia, 1831, 5P1. The immediate question to be determined was whether or not the Cherokee Nation was a foreign state in the sense that the term is used in the clause of the Constitution, Article 3, Section 2, which provides that your judicial power shall extend to controversies between the state and foreign states. The opinion was delivered by Marshall Chief Justice, in the course of which he said the following language. So this is what he said. Is the Cherokee Nation a foreign state in the sense in which that term is used in the Constitution? The counsel for the plaintiffs have maintained the affirmative of this proposition with the great earnestness and ability. So much of the argument as was intended to prove the character of the Cherokee as a state, as a district political society, separate from others, capable of managing its own affairs and governing itself, has, in the opinion of the majority of the judges, been completely successful. They have been uniformly treated as a state from from the settlement of our country. Numerous treaties made with them by the United States recognized them as recognize them as people capable of maintaining relationships of peace and war and being responsible in their political character for any violations of their engagements. Or for any aggression committed on the citizens of the United States by an individual of their community. Laws have been enacted in the spirit of the treaties and the acts of the government to plainly recognize the Cherokee Nation as a state, and the courts are bound by those acts. A question of much more difficult remains. Do the Cherokees constitute a foreign state in the sense of the Constitution? The council have shown consecutively that they are not a state of the Union and have insisted that individually they are aliens, not only allegiance to the United States. What I wanted to point out to you is, see, if you existed before the United States, you have no allegiance to them. The main people that has no allegiance to them are Moors. When they say Indian, they're not talking about the Aboriginal people here in the Americas. They call them Moors. They call Indians the blended mulatto with Asian and black, and they look chinky eyes, straight hair. Those are what they consider Indians. Originally, they had the word Indian, Moors, even Jews, synonymous with all three of them meant the same thing, but not at this time, right? But let me go on. Each individual being foreign, the whole must be foreign. This argument is imposing, but we must examine it more closely before we yield to it. The condition of the Indians in relation to the United States is perhaps unlike any other people, two people in existence. In general, nations not owing a common allegiance are foreign to each other. The term foreign, not owing a common allegiance, are foreign to each other. The term foreign nation is strictly priority applicable by either to the other. but relationships of the Indians to the United States is marked by a peculiar cardinal distinction which exists nowhere else. The Indian territory is admitted to compose of a part of the United States. In all maps, geographical treaties, histories, and laws, it is so considered. In all our intercourse with foreign nations and our commercial regulations, in any attempt at intercourse between Indians and foreign nations, they are considered as within the jurisdictional limits of the United States, subject to many of those restraints which are imposed upon our own citizens. They acknowledge themselves in their treaties to be under the protection of the United States. They admit that the United States shall have the sole and exclusive right of regulating the trade with them and managing all their affairs as they think proper. The Cherokee in particular were allowed by the Treaty of Hopewell, which preceded the Constitution, to send a deputy of their choice whenever they think fit to Congress. Treaties were made with some tribes by the state of New York under and then unsettled construction of the Confederation, by which they ceded all their lands to the state, taking back a limited grant to themselves in which they admitted their dependence. See that? Y'all didn't know that. They signed treaties that gave all the land to the United States. All the land. Now that is how, and remember this congressional record, y'all, that is how they then said, y'all got to get off this land. We're going to move y'all all up to Oklahoma, Trail of Tears, and y'all going to settle that part right there. That's the only place y'all going to be for right now. You know what I mean? That's how they're able to break the actual treaties on the surface. Just like, what was it, last year they was talking about the pipeline in Alaska and all that? They was like, no. We're giving them the pipeline. We're going to pay y'all a little money. And y'all got to go. That was the problem. The government of the Indians gave them all the land and took a lesser ownership of that land. You know what I mean? Very big problem. But y'all want to run around and claim y'all are Indians like y'all can get something back from the United States. No, only the Moors have a claim. Because the Moors is what gave them permission to come over here and do commerce. Now, if you looking at this, everything I talked about in this thing was talking about regulating commerce. So the Moors are the top dog when it comes to commerce, period, right? But y'all look up this book and finish reading it. It goes on and on about all the things that Indians can't do. It is crazy. But with that being said, I know it's Consultation Wednesday, so I'm going to open up the call lines and I'm going to see what y'all talking about. Feel me? I'm going to 901-632. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace, peace.
Peace, God.
What's going on? Hey, so what was the name of that book again, man? I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch it. Shit, I don't remember. No.
Ah, shit. Damn.
I'm fucking with you. Book of Citizenship.
You ain't put it in the chat, did it?
Book of Citizenship of the United States and Protection Abroad. That's the last time I'm going to say it. Y'all going to have to go back and listen if y'all didn't catch it that time. And if someone wants to put it in the chat for them, they can put it in the chat for them. I'm not. I'm lazy. I've been working too hard.
I bet.
Someone said on YouTube, how can I reach you, Jonah? You go to jonahbay.com and set up a consultation. If you want me in the private. Now, if you want to talk to me while I'm on the air, you are going to have to call in to Block Talk Radio. Call-in number is 516-418-5649. 516-418-5649. 469. You're going to have to press 1 to be in queue. Once again, last time, 516-418-5649. Now, ain't no point in trying to call now. I got 20 hands up, and we got 30 minutes left. I'm not going to get to you. I'm not going to get to your question. So you would have to call another day and put your hand up at the beginning of the show so I could get you. All right. So it says federally recognized. Yes, federally recognized Indians is in the BIA, Bureaus of Indian Affairs, right? Moors are unregistered Aboriginals, sometimes called Indians, Black Indians, right? But y'all are supposed to be using y'all's treaties. And when I do that treaty injunction in March, I'll show y'all how. Am I able to get a discount copy of last webinar if I was in attendance? Yes, you will be able to get a discount on the webinar if you were already on the webinar. We have the list of everyone that was on the webinar. So, yes, you would be able to get a discount from the price that's on the site. I don't know what we agreed to that price being. What was it? Oh, y'all are getting the template for free sent out to y'all, the template of that webinar. She just said, nah, y'all going to have to pay. You ain't going to get a discount. Y'all going to have to pay for the copy. Okay. I take it back. We're going to do a discount. We don't know yet. I will let you know, come up with a price. And I will let y'all know what that discount's going to be, and y'all can get a discount if y'all were on the webinar, right? Sometimes I don't understand why y'all don't, you know, handle it yourself, but, you know, it's all good. Then it says, yeah, this Indian land has not been distinguished by Congress, Title 18, 1151. Yeah, they don't have it, you know, distinguished because they want to pick and choose what land they're going to get. They're going to, you know, change it up on them. But yeah, did y'all know that the Indians gave up the land? Their rights to the land? Their inheritance? That's crazy. There you go. Congressional record. So next time, you know, y'all talk to people that like, you know, be up under, what's his name? Dame Calloway and all that. You talk to Dame, you tell them. Indians gave up all title to this land and tell them what congressional book it's in. All right. Now, the brother dropped. He just dropped out. I'm going to go to the next caller. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. What's up? What's up, John?
What's up, my brother? How are you?
Not much, God. Yo, I just wanted to comment on what you just read to us. I was just thinking, you know, first of all, that whole title of Indian, you know, you definitely brought to us that information,
man,
that valid information.
The word Indian comes from the Dutch Indian Trading Corp. They put that name, a corporation, put that name on the people. That ain't your shit.
That ain't your shit. You beat me too. I was getting ready to say it. So my thing is just the Indians that they referring to anyway, no offense to anyone, they really come across as mulatto. You know, those
that's
the
what
ones
I said, those mulatto Black and Asian people. And now they've been mixed in with white people, so now they real watered down. You can't see the Asian in them that much.
Yeah, so they couldn't hold any land anyway, according to the Treaty
of
Macas, right?
Yeah, some of them actually, this is what I'm saying. They made a deal with the United States government to act like they are the original people. See, our treaties, Moorish treaties, said they couldn't own no land. They were just associates because
Big
they
facts.
Were left
yeah.
over from when Genghis Khan came over here and tried to take over, and we beat his ass, and they were left over. This is why they didn't live in the cities. We only let them squat on the land. We wouldn't let them have any permanent homes.
Exactly. They were residents. And
yes.
Everything had to be registered. Okay. You know, I'm not going to hold the line on those questions out there. I just wanted to, you know, get that overstanding right
well,
there.
You
appreciate
out
it.
A
peace
lot
of God.
No, and I wasn't going to talk about it. You brung it out, so that's good. Thank you. Peace.
That's what's up. Peace.
All right, I'm going to 682-250. Peace to the God. Peace.
What's up, Jonah?
What's up, my brother? How are you?
All right. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
All right. The same. All right. My question is, I got a case. I'm doing everything through the Constitution, but so
absolutely.
I wanted to know if I'm putting in into evidence, can I use statutes and public laws as just putting it into evidence?
Well, you understand that mostly all their statute rules and regulation comes from the constitutions, right? The laws are made off of constitutions and treaties. You may not know where they came from, but that's where they come from. And then they add a little shake and bake onto it. You feel me?
Right, right.
So
yeah, you was telling us about that.
You can use their code, but if you're going to use their codes, every time you look up a code, it's going to have the public law. Put the public law in.
Okay, yeah. I just
because
don't
their
want...
codes are, their codes are copyrighted. You don't have permission to use them.
Right, right. Yeah, I just want to keep it all constitutional. That's that was my main
concern. Yeah, you can. I do everything purely constitutional. Now, I may follow some of their rules and regulations, right, when it comes to court procedure, but I still use
right.
constitution. Like when they ask
right.
me what is the jurisdiction of a lawsuit in the federal court, I use the supremacy clause. Says all
right.
Treaties and stuff like that got to be done in federal court. So, yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, then. Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 314-249. Peace to the God. Peace. 314-249. You muted out? I hear something, but I don't hear your voice. Oh, there you go.
Yo.
What up?
Yo, yeah. My bad. Wasn't paying attention. Yeah, peace to the God. Hey, I went to court yesterday for to respond. Well, I filed the court of satisfaction. Went to court.
Uh-huh.
Now, they want a continuance for the file of motion to dismiss. So I want to know when I get that response from them, do I just respond to them with the restate my claim?
Yeah, you're going to, when they put in a motion to dismiss, right? You're going to go
mm-hmm.
to rule
you're right.
and it tells you, rule 12. And rule 12 is going to say,
right.
I confirm, I deny. You're going to go from line to line, whatever the hell they say, confirm or deny, right?
Right, because that's the only way you can get a summary judgment when there's no dispute over the facts.
Yeah, confirm or deny. And then
okay.
you're going to put in another affidavit of truth, reiterate why you should win because, hey, they had three opportunities and they had 90 days to send you your check back. They didn't follow the rules. You deserve to win and get whatever you ask them for. It's that simple. Keep it
okay.
short and plain.
Okay, so, Ben, so first affidavit is confirm or deny. Second affidavit is restate my claim using the law.
Yep.
All right.
Peace, go.
I got one more question. I got a friend. He was in jail. Got in trouble
yes.
for some heavy stuff. The judge ended up ordering him to prison. Said he had a jury trial. Did not have a jury trial though. but just wrote the order up and said he went to jail. Now he's in prison. What do we do?
Okay.
He didn't have a jury trial.
He's going to put in for appeal for lack of due process. Now,
due process,
did he,
okay.
Yes. Did
in
he
the
write down anywhere that he asked for jury trial?
Yeah, he put in a constitutional challenge and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what he's going to do.
So just do the appeal and just basically just exercise the fact that because
yeah,
they also stopped him.
He was supposed to put in a writ of error when they first did that, but, you know, you're going to do it now.
Okay. So do the writ of error and basically because they didn't have a warrant to stop him or search his car, so what they found was not constitutional to even do it, and then they never answered the constitutional challenge, and then they convicted him saying it was a jury conviction, but it was never no jury, no trial. So
yeah, they cheated. They cheated.
It, you, yeah, so just basically state all that in the appeal.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right,
bro. Peace to the gods. Good night.
Peace to God. Shigomri Moore Bay. Yo, bro, I don't understand what you asking me. You're going to have to call in with that question and expound on it because it makes no sense. It says, with respects to foreign address being given for the EIN, which would I locate a address to use and why? I didn't answer. You need to go back into the archives. Listen to the archives. I've been told y'all a million times, Taiwan. Why do I say Taiwan? Number one, Taiwan ain't a part of the Hague Convention. Number two, Taiwan is where everything on the planet is made right now. AliExpress, EHGate, the rest of those stores are manufacturers, and you're going to need a contract with them to buy a bunch of stuff, right? And you get tax exemption and all that with that, right? And boom, you're going to say, that's where you're doing business. Makes sense, don't it? All right, let me go to 321291. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace to the God, Jonah Bay. How you doing, God?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
I'm doing magnificent, man. I appreciate you, man. I just want to say that first, off rip, thank you for what you're doing and for helping us and taking the time to talk to us, man. I appreciate you, God.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. I like flowers.
For sure.
No homo.
Of course,
like
man.
Flowers.
We got to give it to you now. we can't be crying later, and we got the chance to talk to you and give you goods. You know what I mean? I got two questions. I'm going to be quick, because everybody's been flowing pretty quick. I use the old constitution of my state, like, say, 1877 Georgia Constitution. I did it as grounds for a suppression hearing, right? And it was based on, you know, not having a warrant, illegal search and seizure, you know, all types of stuff. So I pulled that from the Constitution. I put that into the case, certified copy. They struck it, and the judge agreed, saying, you know, you can't use the old Constitution. Now, my question was, what
hold it. That's a damn lie. You don't know what you're supposed to know. Okay, Articles and Confederation. It says you got to take full faith and credit of all court documents and stuff like that from each and other states. The original contract of the Confederation of the States said they have to take it. So he's lying to you. Quote that and tell him he took an oath to uphold that. See, the old outweighs the new. Now, any new constitution was made off the old constitution. And every constitution
Absolutely.
Says anything that is against this constitution is void. So therefore,
okay,
he lied.
So you're saying-
It ain't
I understand
what I'm
any
saying.
Lie.
It's what the Constitution is saying.
That's what I was saying to you. So in the Constitution of the United States, it's Article 6 about the full faith and credit,
why,
right?
Why,
so
why, yeah, I understand that. But why you use, okay. You was in state court or federal?
I'm in state. I use the state constitution, Jonah. I was just making an example real quick. I use the state constitution. In the state constitution, you were saying, is because I was skimming through my state constitution to get that to fire back at him. You know what I mean?
I would put them both in that says that.
Okay. Okay. And now what I'm saying, so they did a strike to it, right, to my suppression, right? Now, if I go to trial, I would still stand on my constitution. Well, I'd only use the constitution.
Yes, you're always going to use your constitution. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why
yes,
didn't you tell them to take judicial notice?
I'm going to tell you right now. I did that 2 months ago, and mm-hmm. they struck it. Well, the judge denied it. I did a writ of error on it. He denied it again. He used he actually did a Jedi trick on me. That's why I did the writ of error, because he used the state law, right, that says what a judge must take judicial notice of, right? And we read it in court.
That has nothing to do with the Constitution. And it and the law says, the rule says they got to take judicial notice of anything that's so notoriously known or put into
absolutely. 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 That was what the rule said in the state and the federal level. And he literally skipped over
it. It sounds like the niggas cheating like crazy, right? But
absolutely,
long as you preserve it, you put in grits of errors and all that, when you do appeal, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's obviously – now, also what a trick that you want to do is send it out to the head judge of your state and let him know he's breaking his oath to the Constitution. You're doing that, and you're going to say cease and desist. Now, the reason why you're doing that, because you can come back and do a 241, 242 lawsuit against all of them, especially if you was in that webinar I did on 241, 242.
Mm-hmm. For sure, God. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Appreciate
somebody
the wisdom, John.
Try to be forced the hard way to learn they can't do what they're doing. Now,
yeah. And it might.
There is a book, and the book is called, hold on 1 second, let me look real quick.
Not a treatise on arrest.
Yeah, how do you know?
I've been reading the book, Jonah. Yeah.
Treatise.
I read the book like a crackhead, man.
Treatise on the law of sheriffs, coroners, clerks, and et cetera.
Oh, and constables. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Read it. Yes, they got all the case law to bust their ass. You feel me?
Now look. Can I say something real quick and I'm off? I was reading through a lot of, you know, different suppression motions all through my state, different cases that was done. And it seems like in the state, they only use state rulings. Federal is all over. But at the state level, they only seem, and I read the rules, they kind of shun to out-of-state rulings. You got what I'm saying? They always, you know,
first of all,
kind of block.
First of all, they got some in this book in your state.
Heard that. For sure.
So just use one for your state. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could always move it to federal court. When the state ain't doing what it's supposed to do, you're supposed to tell Big Brother. Big Brother is the Fed on them, right? Now, also, do they have a case against you or are you bringing a case?
It's a case against me.
Brother, I would start my 241, 242 suit right now against the judge and everyone else.
Hey, you said it, man. You said the right thing. That's all I've been thinking about, JV. That's all I've been thinking. And just stun their ass right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And show them right there in your complaint. You're going to show that no law is above the state constitution. Anything that goes against the constitution is void.
And they always using these little laws and case law to try to rephrase and word it and codify it. These fucking bastards. Yeah, I know.
the treaties book. The treaties book is mm-hmm. it's all in there, and it makes you understand that what they're doing, you're letting them get away with.
Mm-hmm. For sure, God. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your wisdom,
now, you know,
Jonah.
They say you don't have no rights unless you know how to defend it.
Defend them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. That was a fact.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Now, I see, I know the Constitution by heart, so I can tell you it's in judiciary where it says anything that goes against this Constitution is void. So now I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 314-377. Peace to the God.
Peace to the motherfucking God.
Peace, God. What up?
All right, so I'm going to cut to the shit. So I just opened a corporation in the state that I'm in. So then I was just going through it in my head, and I realized today was Constitution Wednesday. So my next thing now is to do an 8832 under my express trust.
Yep.
And then shit. Because I had to do it, I got the corporate account and everything like that. Then I guess get some other people, you know what I'm saying, because it's an organization, and have them become the registered agent, switch to beneficial owner on the bank account side, and shit, what else I got to do? Do the business name and a DBA from the trust,
mm-hmm.
the name is the business? What else I got to do?
You just, that's it, and then make some money.
Sure. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Build the credit up.
Yeah. Make some money. You know your shit already, Jonah, don't you?
No,
you just said it. You just said it. You know it already.
Indeed. I'm still, you know, I got to tidy up my trust, you know, but, yeah, that's it, man. I appreciate you, God.
All right. Peace, God.
Indeed.
See, so I want y'all to know, when y'all doing everything right, it's still not a cakewalk. Remember, this is war. You have to know what you're talking about and enforce it. That's it. We're going to now watch how quick they get nervous when you open up a 241, 242 suit for them stomping on his rights protected by the Constitution. All right, so I'm going to 561-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, what's going on, bro?
Peace, God. What's going on?
Just had a question about the online. I did some shopping for Black Friday for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my girl was looking for the anything to do with the child support help on there. I couldn't find anything.
Child support help? It's called the child support.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. On there. I got the Florida injunction for sure and the injunction webinar.
Child support injunction on the site. Child support injunctions on the site, right? Yeah, it's up there.
All right, I'll just take another look at it.
What you got to do, you get to the site and scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't see it, hit next page, scroll down. Next page, scroll down. Next page, scroll down.
Man, I just noticed that. I'm on the website right now.
Yeah, you sound like you're only looking at the first page.
Damn. Yes,
right.
That's it. Other than that, I jumped around.
There's a whole bunch of shit there.
I bought so much. Man, I was trying to spend on Black Friday, man. I mean, I bought four separate items.
Well, now you know. It's gonna be another sale, but it's only gonna be next year. Black Friday.
Nah, I ain't waiting there. I can't wait that long.
Man, peace to the God, man. Good hunting.
Thank you.
No doubt. So in 1877, Georgia Constitution. Bill of Rights, Section 4, paragraph 2. Legislative acts in violation of this Constitution or the Constitution of the United States are void, and the judiciary shall declare it. Right there. Picture out of the Constitution. So when he talking about, yo, you can't do judicial notice for a Constitution or all that, oh, nigga, that's void. Between that statement right there in the Georgia Constitution plus the Articles of Confederation where it says all full faith and credit from every state. See, I know what I'm talking about. They don't never test me like they test y'all. See, what they're doing is they're doing tricks and traps in the court. They testing you on a few things, and when you fail the test, then they keep on doing that bull to you because they know you don't know. All right? So you want to beware of that. And it says, Jonah, you doing the New Year's event? Nah, I'm spending time with my wife this New Year's. For damn 9 years, I spent New Year's with y'all. You know what I mean? You got to know where home at, my brother. You got to know where home at. So y'all going to have to do the money ritual by yourselves at home or wherever you're going to be. All right? So once again, we got an upcoming webinar, the tax injunction webinar that's going to get everyone that uses it off for taxes. The same way it the regular injunction makes it where everyone can travel. No license and all that stuff, right? You already know what that's doing. You already know it works. All right? So it's going to be on January 1st. The flyer's going up tonight. And I'll talk to y'all again next week, right? I got a private seminar to do next weekend. So I'm going to be extremely busy again. Every other week, I'm out of the city, yo. I'm traveling all over on these damn airplanes. But thank you for tuning in. I enjoyed y'all's company tonight, going over that congressional record. I hope y'all did. I hope y'all learned the truth about things. And I'll see y'all again Wednesday. We out of here. Peace to the gods.